He's a second-year law student at the University of Kentucky, but next year he'll be teaching English in Malaysia. Kenneth Johnson is one of three University of Kentucky students who was recently chosen for a Fulbright scholarship, and he's our guest on this edition of UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. Welcome, Kenneth.
Thank you.
What inspired you to apply for a Fulbright grant?
Well, you know, I don't have a cool story for this. The honest answer is it was a whim. One day last summer, I was going through my passport for I don't know why, and I saw all these stamps from back when I was an undergrad. I missed being traveling and seeing the world. I realized it had been a few years, and I thought I need to do that. And I didn't have the, by any means, the money to do it on my own. So I wanted to find a way that I could, you know, not only travel, but afford to do it and maybe do something interesting. A classmate of mine had been a Fulbright before law school, and I talked to him a little bit. I spoke with some people at the university, and eventually I decided that I might as well take a shot at it. At first, I had no idea if I was going to get it. I mean, it was just this was a shot in the dark, but why not?
And how did you choose Malaysia? Do you have some connection with the country personally? What made it attractive to you, and do you speak the language?
No, I don't speak the language. I'm trying to fix that a little bit now, and then you'll learn a little bit more when you actually head over. But really what made me decide is I had focused somewhat on East Asia when I was in undergrad. I did an exchange program with Kyushu University in Japan. That gave me a chance to see Japan. I went to South Korea. So that was an area I was a little more familiar with. Heading back, I wanted to maybe see a place I would feel a little easier integrating into. There's a good bit of diversity in Malaysia anyway, and English is one of the languages that is regularly spoken there. So at least that kind of gave me a bit of an in, a little more of a chance to feel a little comfortable and maybe a little less culture shock on the way in.
Do you know where they're going to send you when you get to Malaysia and how many students you're going to have?
I know where they're not going to send me.
Okay.
I know they're not going to send me to a big city like Kuala Lumpur. That's really the only part I know for sure. They said it's probably going to be rural. It might be a mid-sized town. So in that respect, I mean, that kind of blows out of the water a little bit my expectations of being able to speak English more regularly. But that's something I've been able to prepare for.
Now, as I mentioned at the beginning, you're a law student here at UK, and you said when you first were talking to UK News about this project that although the connection between law and education may not be immediately apparent, making a legal concept accessible to a jury or a client is not unlike making a new language accessible to students. So could you say a little bit more about that? That's
sure.
An interesting philosophy, I think.
Yeah. Well, both with teaching a language or explaining the law, you're conveying a concept that's not familiar to somebody, and you're using means to get it over to them. A lot of times that's breaking it down into its component parts and then putting it back together in a way that they'll understand. You have to do that for a jury, or they won't understand what you're talking about. And that's just because they haven't studied law for years. You have to do that for a client. That's why they hired you. The same with the students you teach, and that's not just with language, but that's with anything. You have to make it understandable before it's understood. And honing that ability, even not as actually a lawyer or actually talking about the law, you can develop that skill in a way that you can apply it in other places.
You mentioned that you don't speak the Malay language. Now, do you have experience as a teacher of English to people who speak foreign languages?
A little, but back in 2006 was the last time I did it. I spent a couple months in Mexico when I was an undergrad, and I was an English teacher there. The classes weren't as big as they're going to be here. These are going to be full-size classes. Like, they haven't given me exact numbers. I don't know. So maybe 30, maybe 40, maybe 20. I don't know. But the classes were much smaller in the other back in 2006.
How long do you expect to be in Malaysia? And then when you get back home, what do you want to do after you graduate from UK?
I plan to be in Malaysia January until November 2013. So it'll be about 10 months. When I get back, my first step is going to be finishing my last semester of law school. That was an odd conversation I had with some people there, telling them that I'm going to do half of my third year and then go to Malaysia for a year and then come back and do the other half. They were okay with it as long as I explained to them why I was doing it. It was awkward at first, but I expected that. But I'm going to come back, I want to get my law degree, and then after that, I would actually really like to go into the U.S. Foreign Service. Now, that's easier said than done. There's a long application process to it. I want to start it actually while I'm overseas, if I can. But in the meantime, you know, I don't think anybody in school right now knows what they're going to do exactly. You know, you've got ideas. You've got what you want to do. I have some other, you know, ways I would like to use my law degree, especially, you know, actually practice criminal law. That's actually a big interest of mine, which I think I'm becoming known to people I talk to for having all kinds of interests that go in every direction, and none of this makes sense. And I kind of like that. I don't care.
Would you encourage other UK students, and particularly your colleagues in law school, to apply for Fulbright scholarships?
I would definitely encourage people to apply for the Fulbright. I would do it with this caveat: have a reason to do it. Then again, I didn't. I came up with one after the fact. I guess that's almost as good. But if you're going to go over there and you still don't know why you're going, at least with the way I think about it, maybe that's not the best way to do it. Maybe if you're an undergrad, that's a little different. But if you've already sunk tens of thousands of dollars into law school, you might want to know why you're taking that next step. I think I do now. But if I felt the way that I did when I started, when I was about to get on the plane, I think that wouldn't have been a good idea.
Well, thank you. Our guest has been Kenneth Johnson, a UK law student and Fulbright recipient. Our complete UK Perspectives interview is available at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.